April 24, 2024. Today's devotion is written by Olivia Spears. We all need saving. I did not come to condemn the world, but to save the world. John 12, verse 47. When I cease to identify with the sick and the sinners in the gospel, I lose my need for a savior. If I start to look down on the thieves, possessed, adulterers, and chronically ill humans who encountered Jesus, I become a Pharisee. If I believe myself to be above their faults and failures, then I deem myself above the grasp of God, for his default posture toward us is bending low. Like those who first heard Jesus' words in today's gospel, see John 12, verse 44 through 50. I am called to turn my sick soul away from sin and toward a life of grace. I am called to be sent forth by the Holy Spirit, Acts 13, 4. But I must never forget that I remain in need of his salvation at every moment. How quickly I take my salvation into my own hands. Most of the time, this urge springs from two manifestations of pride, haughtiness, or self-reliance. Haughtiness tempts me to believe that I am pretty great on my own. I've got it together. Things are going well for me. And it's all thanks to my brilliance, charisma, holiness, and discipline. I become blind to my helplessness and call myself the light of the world. I forget my need for a savior. The other side of this pride is a sad self-reliance. Here, I am well aware of my sins, shortcomings, and desperation. But I believe the voice that lies, "No one is coming to save you." Thus, I struggle in shame and try to do it myself in spite of Christ's promise, "I did not come to condemn the world, but to save the world," John 12, verse 47. My self-condemnation heightens when I try to save myself. I forget the Savior came for me. We are free when we remain convinced of our constant need of saving while living in the joy that Jesus has, in fact, come to save us. How do you need him to save you today? Take a few moments of quiet prayer now. Tell him of your need for him, and trust that he has come just for you.